Firstly, shkoyach to Josh for making the suggestion. So, nice little chabur we have here. And so I figure we'd do a few sugyas on Erev Pesach, about Erev Pesach. Today about the Isser Melacha. Maybe tomorrow we'll do about Tainis Becharos. And maybe the Isser Chametz. There are many, many sugyas to go through related to Erev Pesach, which should keep us plenty busy. So let's start today with the sugya you started on Daf Nun. The Mishnah tells us that Makom Shenagu, the Minag, of a certain place, Lasus Melacha, some place had a practice to do work. They were able to do Melacha at Pesach, Ad Chatzos. And Makom Shenagu Shel Lasus Einos, and there's certain place had a practice not to do Melacha at Pesach. Those places a person should not do Melacha. So the question that Rishonim spoke about that you saw already was about whether or not, what is the reason why it's also to do Melacha? So Rashi already tells us that the Issa to do Melacha at Pesach is Kadesh Shel Yitarud B'Melacha. Person is so busy doing melacha, he's going to forget to do bir chametz, he's going to forget to do shechitas pesach, he's going to forget to make the matzah. There's a special inyan to bake matzahs there at Pesach, it's a big inyan. Maybe we could do that also once again. So he says, the mitzvah l'tzrach mivod yom kedei lahasev maher, you have to get things ready, so everything's prepared immediately, lel Pesach. So that's Rashi, it's a very, very busy day. Again, burning a chametz, baking the making the matzah, and therefore if you're involved in melacha, you might forget to do these various mitzvahs. So Tosos takes issue. Tosos says it's a whole other pshat as to why it's usher to do melacha on Erev Pesach. And Tosos quotes from Yushalmi. It's a very interesting Yushalmi. Yushalmi says that the day a person brings a karbon, there's an isser melacha to bring a karbon. To melacha the day you bring a karbon. It's isser melacha. So why is there an isser melacha to do isser melacha the day you bring a karbon? So he goes on to explain a little bit that there's a havamina that maybe there should be an isser melacha all year round. Why should there be Issim Lach all year round? Because since we bring a carbon tamid every single day, and we all have a chalik in that carbon tamid, so if there's an Issim Lach the day you bring a carbon, that means every single day there should be also to do malacha. That's what the Yerushalmi suggests. So he says, we can't say that because the Pasuk tells us, Vasafta the Ganecha, it's a special Pasuk that you're supposed to go work. This is not a sheer shmooze about working or learning, but this is a very important marimakam, that there's a habamina that you shouldn't do malacha. You should be, if you don't do melacha, what are you doing? You're learning. And the Yushalmi says, Vesapta Tikanecha, you're supposed to go out and work. So, kolel, not kolel, working, this is a very important Yushalmi and Tosas based on this. But either way, Tosas explains the reason why there's an Issa Melacha is because it's a day you bring a carbon. So, why is there an Issa Melacha, the day you bring a carbon? Any thoughts on that? You bring a carbon, so it's also to do melacha? I understand, according to Rashi, it's a very busy day. You have to do bir chametz, you have to bake matzah, you bring the carbon Pesach. So, it's a very, very busy day. This is Issa Melacha. But for Tosfos, what's the relevance of a carbon? Because I'm bringing a carbon Pesach, I can't do melacha? Any thoughts? Just preparation, you're busy, you might forget to do that. So then if that's the reason, you have to raise the question, so why didn't Tosfos say also because of Bir Chametz and all the other things? He only focused on the carbon Pesach. Why the carbon Pesach? Why is that going to be the reason to create an Issim Lacha? Now, the Rambam also holds here. Got a suggestion? Very good. So it's a bit of a yantif. So we'll get to why is it a yantif? What's the yantif about bringing a carbon? Why is that a yantif? So it could be each carbon Pesach, for example. So that gave us a zechus. We need some mitzvah to give us a zechus to get out. That's an incredible yantif. So you have to figure out why each carbon might have a certain mitzvah, carbon chatas. A person brings a carbon chatas, he does something wrong. So he brings a carbon chatas, so he gets kapara. So there's a mitzvah in that. There's a certain excitement, there's a certain yantif to that. So every time you bring a carbon, there's some type of simcha a person feels. So that even though Tosis does not use the language of a yantif, I'll hopefully prove to you that there is a certain element of a yantif on the day a person brings a carbon. So Erev Pesach isn't simply a day that you're busy doing things. It's actually a partial yomtiv. So what are the proofs we have for this? So there's a sefer called the Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha was written by a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, Rav Zeva Pomeranchik. He's a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, and he has this it's a very nice, you guys could buy this, little short pieces on various inyanim and moadim and different lighter topics. So he has one topic entitled Chag HaOmer. Anybody ever hear of a yantif called Chag HaOmer? You heard of Chag HaOmer before? So the Emek Bracha never heard of Chag HaOmer either. But the Medrash mentions a Chag HaOmer. The Medrash tells us There's seven mo'ados. There's seven mo'adim throughout the year. There's Shabbos. Shabbos is the Yontif. There's Chag HaMatos, which is Pesach. Chag HaOmer. Chag Shavuos. Chag HaShofros, which is Rosh Hashanah. Chag Yom HaKippurim. And Chag HaSukkos. So all of them we know except for Chag HaOmer. I don't know what Chag HaOmer is. We mentioned Pesach. We mentioned Shavuos. What in the world is Chag HaOmer? So the Eik Bracha says, that which the Medrash includes Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaOmer as two different Yom Tovim. So what's Pshat in Chag HaOmer? So it enters the Eimek Bracha, Nir HaTam, Mishum Debo Oso Yom, that day, Hayu Makriven Karban Nosef Al Musafei Chag. Every single day of Pesach, we bring a special carbon. Right? We lay in the same exact laning every single day of Pesach. Everyone knows, has a guy, anyone know the laning? Right? Ka'e'ela, everyone knows it. The same exact thing every single Ka'e'ela. And if it's a, you know, a seasoned Balkor, he's going to pause, let the tzibur do it, and then it'll do Ka'e'ela. So it's the same carbon most of every single day. But there's a special carbon, an additional carbon that's brought first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. It's a carbon Omer. We start counting Sviras Omer from the second day of Pesach. It's called the Sviras Omer connected to the carbon Omer. So it says the Emek Bracha, since you bring a special carbon that day, the carbon Omer, therefore, it's a new yontif. It's a chag b'fnei atzma. It's called a chag ha'omer, special chag ha'omer. That's the inyan. So we see the day a yontif is a yontif, the day a person brings a carbon. That's one proof for this concept of a carbon turning into a yontif. Another one is the Gemara in Erchin asks the following question. When it comes to Ola Pesach, we say a full halal shalem, first day. And second day yontif in the chutz la'aretz. And what do we do the rest of the days of Pesach in terms of challah? Chati challah? Have a challah. As opposed to Sukkot, we say a halal shalom every single day of Sukkot. So what's the difference? How come there's a halal shalom? A new full halal every single day of Sukkot is a halal shalom. But Pesach, outside of the day one, every other halal is just a chati challah. We skip those two, kapitloch and halal. It's a short, abridged challah. What's the difference between Pesach and Sukkot? Anybody know? Karbanos. Because on Sukkot, it's not the same carbon every single day. Every single day, there's a different amount of cows we bring. So it's a different carbon brought in Sukkot. And every time there's a new carbon, it's a new yantif. And when there's a new yantif, there's a new halal, you say. Pesach is the same exact carbon that's repeated the same day. Ka'ela, 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 every single day, the same thing. So it's not a new yantif. It's just the same one long yantif. So we can only say halal shalim once, and the rest of the day is a chatzi halal. As opposed to Sukkot, each day is a new carbon, and therefore a new yontif, and therefore a new challah. So we see a day that carbon is brought is a new yontif. Another raya that the day a carbon is brought is a new yontif is from the following. The Gemara in Tainus, I know some of you guys learned Tainus here, I saw some guys learning Tainus. So in Tainus, the Gemara tells us that the day that certain families would bring eitzim, they dedicated wood to the Mizbeach. It wasn't an easy thing. You need a lot of wood to fuel the Mizbeach. A lot of carbonists were going on. You don't just turn on a fire and have gas. You need wood. They throw wood up. Actually, there's a special lishka chamber in the base of Mikdash called Lishka Sa'etim, where the Kohanim would inspect the wood, make sure there are no worms in the wood. So that wood had to be stored and filled up. So certain families who I assume had large forests in their backyards, acres and acres of land, they dedicate wood. You know, in the summer, for the most part, when the wood was all dry and ready to be burnt. So there's a different day of the year that different families were zochah to have. That day was their family day to dedicate wood. I don't remember how many, about 8 or 10 families. So there's one family that their day to bring the eitzim was on Asar B'Av, the 10th of Av. 10th of Av. Now what happens when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos? When do we practice Tisha B'Av? Sunday, the next day, which is the 10th of Av. So we fast the whole day. So the Gemara and the post can point out, the family, however, that brings the wood, the 10th of Av, even if it's a year where Tisha B'Av's nidcha to Sunday, the 10th of Av, they will not fast a full day. Not fast a full day. This is Tisha B'Av. They wouldn't fast a full day. You and I would fast, but they wouldn't. Why not? Because they made a dedication. It's called the carbon eitzim. It was called the carbon. They brought wood that would go in the Mizbeach as a carbon. It would burn up all the fire. So because it was a yomtif for them when they dedicated the wood to the base of Mikdash, they did not have to fast the complete day of Tisha B'Av. So we see yet another raya that the day a person dedicates something to the base of Mikdash, whether it be a yomtif, whether it be a carbon, whether it be eitzim, it's a shtickle yomtif that day. Let me bring one Mariah, then we'll recap, and then we'll go through Vayikra. There's an interesting Rabbeinu Bachai on Parshas Lech Lecha. And he quotes from a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that says, Mitzvah's Mila is ki'inyan karban. The bris Mila is a type of karban. That's what he writes. He says, Kishem shadam ha-karban l'chapara, just like the dam, when you shecht an animal, there's blood squirting, and you take the blood and you pour it on the mizbeach. It's a kapar in the mizbeach. Kach dam ha-mila mechaper. The blood of giving a mila is also mechaper. He says, just like, anyone know how old an animal has to be when you have a newborn animal? What's the first day? How many days do you have to wait until you could bring that as a carbon? Anybody want to guess? 8 days. Positive, the first 8 days until you could bring an animal as a carbon. As we know, 8 days before you give a child a bris mila. He says further, Sheachilas ha-karbon le-kapara. When you eat, when the Kohanim eat the carbon, it's a kapara of the person bringing. If I bring a carbon, and the Kohanim eat from that carbon, it's a kapara for me. Kach, so too, Yisrael osen sudas b'yom ha-mila. You know why there's a sudas mila? Because bris mila is modeled after the carbon. If there's eating of a carbon, that means there's eating at a bris mila as well. That's the basis of a sudas mila, according to Rabbeinu Bachai. So he makes the equation between a carbon and a bris mila. That's Rabbeinu Bachai. So now, based on this, it's brought down in halacha. Anybody ever heard of the practice that you don't give the same sandik? The same person can't be a sandik twice in the same family? Anybody know this practice? No? There's a practice. As far as we don't have this practice. But the Ashkenazim, based on the Ramah quotes from the Maharil, that you don't give the same person to be sandik in the same family. So I have, can I have three boys? There's a different sandik for each one. You don't give the same sandik. Even though the grandfather, you give the grandfather repeated, you want to do, you can't. The practice is not to. Why not? Why don't you give the same person to be sandik? You have a great grandfather. Let's say you have a Zaydi who's, Alta Zaydi. Why wouldn't you give him sandik for every one? And the answer is, says the Rama, because the carbon of the mila rather is like the carbon of a ketores. The ketores is a unique type of offering where the carbon would take the ketores every single day and they'd sprinkle it with a nice incense, a beautiful smell, a nice aroma. And there's a halacha that the same Kohen cannot bring the Ketores. Once you've done the Ketores once, you can't do it ever again. Anybody know why not? The Gemara says there's a certain segula. Anybody here themselves, or maybe the father says that Ketores and the klaf, anyone see it yet? So Carmelis do it. So I do it. There's a segula of ashiris, of wealth, when you bring the Ketores. That's what the Gemara says, mefurish. When you bring the Ketores, it's a segula for ashiris, for wealth. So it says the Gemara, it's not fair that the Kohen gets to have that segula twice, three times. Once you got your segula, give another guy a chance. Spread the wealth. That's the halach. So it says the Rama, so if one guy was a sandik for the bris mila of the family, the child, so he was zocha to a type of ketores that writes the Rama, so he got the segula for wealth, so now spread the wealth. Give another person a chance. You can't repeat the ketores in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't repeat the sandik in the bris mila for the same family. So we see that the Rama also thinks is a type of carbon for the bris mila. Fine. So now, based on this, the Chassam Sofer writes that yeah. So that day, the father meal is made at the end. The break fast is a suda. You can't have a suda's mila on Tisha B'Av. You can have the bris mila on Tisha B'Av, but you can't have the suda's bris mila. Exactly. Not the same. Exactly. It's a great question. Not the same. Exactly. Very good. Very good. What? Even when it's a nidcha, then you'd be allowed to actually break it. I don't think the practice is to break it, though. I think the practice is to push it anyways. But a nidcha, very good. A nidcha, I believe, al pi halacha, you'd be allowed to. The father, the avi ben, the sandik, and the mo can, in theory. But they don't. We don't practice that way. But excellent. But either way, the day of the bris mila is a type of yantif. It's like bringing a carbon. Either a carbon that you're shechting, or a carbon that's a type of a ketores. So that's the din. Now, based on this, now listen to this one step further. So the day is a bris mila, it's a yantif. That's why there's an in to wear yantif clothing. The Aviyah Ben wears yantif clothing. And now, the Maimer Mordechai, one of the poskim on Shulchan Aruch, he writes, Umikan, he by the way quotes Aras Sugyan, Mesechus Pesachim, Davnun. What am I going to say? Anyone know? Anyone know what I'm going to say? It's not in the notes. What would the next extension be? The bris mila, the Deva Karba. So we're connecting to Aras Sugyan. So the Deva Karban, our bris mila, we're saying you wear yantif clothing. Can't do malacha. Excellent. So it said, listen to the Maimer Mordechai. He quotes from the Gemara that we just said, Daf Nun Maseches Pesachim. There's an Isser Malacha because it's the day you bring a carbon, Pesach. Umikan Nira Smach, there's a hint, L'mashe Nagua Olam Shalalasus Malacha. That some have the practice not to do Malacha the day they have a bris milah for the child. Kol Shehem Bali Abris, Dainu Amoel, the Sandik Vavia Ben. These three people who are the main players at a bris milah, the father, the Moel, and the Sandik, some have the practice not to do Malacha that day. Why? Sheharehen kimakrivim carbon. It's like bring a carbon. A bris milah is like bring a carbon. Now the Pri Chadash argues, he says, this is not the practice, we don't have an Isser Malacha, but yet we still see, though, there is an inyan, however. There is an inyan of an Isser Malacha on Yom Bris Milah. So based on this, we have the following, just to recap. How do we know that the carbon, the day a person brings the carbon, there's a shtickle Yom Tov to it? So he said either this Yushalmi, based on the Isser Malacha of Pesach, the Tisha B'Av that was pushed off, that family on the 10th of Av, they wouldn't have to fast the whole day because it's a Yom Tov for them. We said Bris Milah, and we said Hallel, that the Halal Shalem, each new carbon and Sukkis is Mechayev a new Halal Shalem because it's a new Yontif the day you bring a carbon. So this is all the Shita of Tosos, that the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach is because it's a Shtikl Yontif and because of the carbon Pesach. As opposed to, again, Rashi who holds that it's nothing to do with the carbon at all, it has to do with it's a very, very busy day. It's a busy day, you might forget to do the carbon Pesach. So don't do any Malacha and just focus on what you have to do for today. That's the basic Machlokas. And now you probably saw, there's a big machlokas Rishonim. What about Bizman HaZeh? Would there be an Isser Malacha Bizman HaZeh Erev Pesach? So you saw this already, I assume, that Rashi holds. What does Rashi say? It should be, right? There's no Karim Pesach, unfortunately, Bizman HaZeh. But there's still plenty of other things to do. I'm burning the chametz. I'm cooking. I'm preparing. I'm making matzah, maybe, if I'm lucky. It's a very busy day. There should not be a distinction between the Bizman HaMikdash and Bizman HaZeh of the Isser Malacha. But according to Tosfos, who holds that the Isser Malacha stems from the carbon Pesach. So what would you say about Bizman HaZeh? Shouldn't be, right? There shouldn't be anymore, right? There's no carbon Pesach, Bizman HaZeh. So there shouldn't be an Isser Malacha. That is, in fact, the understanding of Tosos himself. He says, Af Bizman HaZeh, right? So not the other way around. Sorry, that's the understanding of the Baal HaMa'or, that there's no carbon Pesach, which there is not, there's no Isser Malacha, Bizman HaZeh. But Tosos and the Ramban and the Chemes Hashem argue and say, no, it's still Asr Bizman HaZeh. Why is it Asr Bizman HaZeh? What? The Masorah. We have a concept. Whenever a minug is made, a takana is made, you can't just uproot that takana. It was already established that Bizman HaMikdash is Asr to do Malacha or Pesach. Bizman HaZeh, it's still Asr, even though Batal Atam, lo Batal Gzer. So let me just explain that for a second. Yeah. What? According to Tosos, not Gzeri, just the din. So according to Tzviat for Tosos, he says, Af Bizman HaZeh Delek HaKrava, Kevin Shenesar, Az Aser Li Olam. So it's Masha from Tosos that's a din derabanan. Even though Yishalmi sounds like a deraisa, they learn it's a derabanan only. It's an Asmach the Bamo. We'll see others argue. So let's be clear on this. The Tosos, it says, is based on the carbon, and even though there's no carbon in Bizman HaZeh, it's still Aser, because it's really a takana. And when there's a takana, you can't uproot a takana unless a bezdin that's greater than the previous bezdin uproots it. That's the din. Now, let me just go on a side point just for a moment. The different gzeiras, there's two types of gzeiras, two types of takanas. Some takanas where we say batal atam, batal gzeira. If the reason's no longer relevant, then the gzeira is no longer relevant. Other types of takanas we say no. It's a low plug. We don't care about the reason. We say it applies across the board regardless of whether the reason's relevant. So when do we apply which ones? How come sometimes we say, oh, batal tam, batal gzeira? And other times we say, I don't care if the tam is batal, the gzeira still exists. Like here, right now, they're arguing about this machlokas, the karim pesach. It doesn't exist anymore. So it's batal tam. So how come the Tosfos says, well, it's still us? So this is the cloud that the Rush writes. The Rush writes, whenever the gzeira was given and the reason was clear in the words themselves of the gzeira, where they said, you know, it's us because of this reason, then batal tam, batal gzeira. But when they created a gzeira and they did not tell you the reason why, so then that means the reason is irrelevant. The iser still applies, even if the reason is not relevant. So for example, in this case, iser malacha or pesach. Does the Gemara tell us the reason? No, it doesn't tell us the reason. Even though Rishonim try to figure out one of the reasons, the Gemara doesn't tell us the reason. It's just Isser Melacha, a minhag to not do Melacha. And since the reason isn't irrelevant, then we don't care. It's Aser Afilu Bizman Hazeh. That's the understanding of Tosos and the Ramban. You have to figure out what the Baal Mor, why he argues on this piece. That's Pashup Pshat. Let me give you another Pshat, though. Is there a Chiv Karbanos Bizman Hazeh? No? Okay, two doesn't place it. Any thoughts? There is? So, but there is a chiv, you think. So, machlokas, what? You thought the tefillah is a replacement for the carpet. We say anymore, is that because it's a chiv to bring karbanos? So it might be just as a zecher of what was once. So it's a machlokas, really. Because of the chiv. Because the chiv exists now, so we say the karbanos because of the current chiv. So, okay, it's a machlokas. So let me explain the machlokas. I'll use this. We spoke about Chag Omer, so let's go on another tangent about Chiv of Karbanos. It's like Kachem Shir. I didn't realize we could go this direction, but we're doing a Kachem Shir today. That's right. Very good. So what do we have here? So let's talk about Sviras Omer for a moment. Is Sviras Omer, Bizman Hazeh, a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah midirban? Anybody know? Bizman Hazeh. We know in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, it was Chayiv midiraisa to count Sviras. It's a first pasuk in the Torah. There's no questioning that. What? Derbanan, you said. Why is Derbanan? Machlokas. Excellent. Y'all know. It's Machlokas. So what's Machlokas based on? So the Pashup Pshat is, do we say that Sviras Omer is connected to Karbanos? Or is it an independent mitzvah? In other words, are we counting from Pesach to Shavuos? Or are we counting from the Karban Omer to the Karban Shteir Lechem of Shavuos? If Sviras Omer is connected to Karbanos, well, if there are no Karbanos, then there's no mitzvah Sviras Omer. That would be Derbanan. But if Sviras Omer is nothing to do with the Karbanos, rather it's connecting Pesach and Shavuos, which we still have, then Bizman Hazeh, it would be Deraisa. So again, if Sviras connected to Karbanos, it would be Derbanan Bizman Hazeh. If Sviras not connected to Karbanos, then it should be a Deraisa Bizman Hazeh. So now, anybody know here where the Rambam puts the halachas of Sviras Omer? Which section of halachas? Sefer Avoda, Hilchos Tmidim Umusafim. So now, based on that, would you think the Rambam holds Sviras Derais or Derabanan? Derabanan, right? It's connected to Karbanos. Now, what does Rambam say? It says Derais. The Rambam says Sviras Derais. Bizman Hazeh. Now, there's no Beis Hamikdash anymore. So it's not a Takana. Sviras Omer is a Din Derais. So, but you're getting to something. So the Rambam holds it's connected to Karbanos. And even though there are no Karbanos Bizman Hazeh, it's still a mitzvah deraisa. How could that be? So says the Brisker Rav, there's still a current chiv deraisa to bring Karbanos. We just don't know where to bring it. You don't even need a mizbeach, actually, to bring a Karban. You have to know where the mizbeach is supposed to go. You and I don't know where that is, so we can't bring a Karban. But the chiv exists. We have obligations to bring a Karbanos Bizman Hazeh. That chiv is a deraisa chiv. And since it's a chiv deraisa, we have to count Svira on a deraisa level. So therefore, it's possible to say that the reason why there's an ism lach bizman hazeh, even though there's no carbon anymore, is because the chiv to bring carbon bezach exists afil bizman hazeh according to the Rama. Make a new bracha on what? There's not day by day. That's a separate machlokas, whether or not Sfira is all one mitzvah or 49 different mitzvahs. We assume it's all one mitzvah. But it doesn't have to. There's two different things. Even though it's connected to Karbanos, it's Karbanos one mitzvah that links both Karbanos to the end. It's one unit. So the moment you make one element of it, the whole thing crumbles. But it's a separate question, 1 to 49 versus carbon and not carbon. No. That's a separate question of whether it's one mitzvah or 49 mitzvahs is separate from connected to carbon or connected to the Yom Tov. We assume, we assume that it's one mitzvah, in which case you miss a day, you can't count with the bracha anymore. So either way, we see that Bizman Hazeh, there's a chiv deraisa to bring karbanos according to the Rambam, which might be another reason why there's an Isser Melacha Bizman Hazeh on Erev Pesach because of the Karban Pesach. Even though there is no Karban Pesach, but still there's a chiv. Exactly. Excellent. Okay, that was a lot of kachim stuff. I'm sorry, guys. But it's good to get exposed to this stuff. Let's go a little bit further. So now, the Magen Mishnah asks the question, according to Shitas Rashi, who says the reason why you can't do Melacha or Pesach is because it's a busy day. Sukkot is also very busy. I feel like I'm busier in Erev Sukkot than I am probably Erev Pesach. I'm building a sukkah, Dalet Minim, my Aravah's dried out, I need another, you know, one of those loops for the lulav, and it's a very busy day, sukkahs. It's decorating. So what's the answer? What's the Tosafot Yom Tov answer? Why is there a difference between Erev Sukkot and Erev Pesach, according to Rashi? So he says, the truth is, Erev Sukkot should not be as busy as Erev Pesach. Sukkot, what's the halacha, the Ramah, right? Right after Yom Kippur is over, what should he be doing? Building the sukkah. Go buy Dalet Minim. You have 4 days to do this. 4 days to get it done. As opposed to Erev Pesach, there's halacha to do these things dafka Erev Pesach. You're not supposed to do bir chametz today. You do bir chametz dafka Erev Pesach. You have to do, There's baking of matzahs. If we were capable, we're not capable, but if we were to be capable to have our own ovens, we would be baking matzahs Erev Pesach. It's a very chashuv thing. To like get to bake Erev Pesach matzahs is not a cheap thing at all. You need to have connections and a lot of money to get to bake Erev Pesach matzahs. If you're able to make your own oven at home that goes 1,500 degrees, then great. But that's not, yes, matzah baking yesterday, that's a hot oven. That's a very hot oven. It was very illegal. But it was, either way, you know, people don't have that luxury of having an oven in their, kitchen or backyard. So, but mikra din, it should be baked, Erev Pesach. And bedika, Erev Bir Chametz is Erev Pesach. And the Karan Pesach is Erev Pesach. So therefore, really, Erev Pesach is much busier. But Sukkot, because you have more time. And that's why, according to Rashi, there is no Isser Erev Sukkot Melacha, according to Rashi. And of course, according to Tosos either. There's no carbon Erev Sukkot. So that connects as well to this Machlokas. Now, the Tzlach, who's the Nod Behuda, wants to know, what about Pesach Sheni? Would there be an Isser Melacha Erev Pesach Sheni? Or Pesach Sheni itself, let's say. So what would you say? Right, so for the individuals who are bringing Pesach Sheni, for them there should be an Issur Melacha, because it's a day you bring a carbon, whether it's a Pesach Rishon, a Pesach Sheni, a carbon chatas, a carbon shlamim, a bris milah, etzim, it's a yantif, the day you dedicate something to the base of English. Yeah, according to Rashi, there shouldn't be anything. He says, according to Rashi, you're not busy doing anything. Oh, you have to make matzah. You need to eat matzah with your Pesach Sheni. But you can bake that at night. Yeah, there's no Erev Pesach. You can make it earlier. You can make it at nighttime. There's no rush. There's no pressure of time. Pesach Sheni. So he says, this is also an afkamina. If it's based on a yantif and a carbon like Tosos, there should be an Isser Melacha for the individuals who bring Pesach Sheni. For those who hold like Rashi, there would not be an Isser Melacha. Now let's just do one afkamina which is relevant to today. And we'll just do a quick halach lemaisa to get a bit of an understanding of what's going on here. So this year, next week, is going to be Pesach. Erev Pesach rather will be on Shabbos. So that's already Isser Melacha because of Shabbos. What about Friday? What about next week, Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach? Would there be an Isser Melacha next week on Friday? Again, Erev Pesach is Shabbos next week. Matzah Shabbos is Leil Seder. Friday is nothing. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to what types of Melachas are also not as much as Yontif. But we'll talk about the gather of what types of Isurim are there. But whatever Isur Melacha exists, will that apply next week on Erev Shabbos?
Rashi,
Perfect, exactly. So let's make that, say it again, and exactly right. According to Tosos, when is the Karban Pesach brought next week in Mirtzah Hashem Shabbos? Shabbos itself. There's no Karban Erev Shabbos, that's the 13th. There's no Karban, nothing to speak of according to Tosos. But according to Rashi, granted you're bringing the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, but Erev Pesach, we're still getting rid of Chametz. We're still baking matzah. You can't bake matzah on Shabbos. There's still activities going on next Friday. So according to Rashi, there will be Nisim Lacha next week on Friday, but not according to Shita of Tosos. So let's look quickly how do we paskin regarding these halachas. So these halachas are found in Siman Taf Samaches. And as Yoel pointed out, we don't really practice this halacha b'zman hazeh, but the truth is we're supposed to. But I'll explain which types of halachas, which in which case it's not so nogeya. I can't go through all the different dinim about haircuts and cutting nails. You should take a look when you have a chance. Look through Siman Taf Samaches. That's where the halachas are. Learn through the Shulchan Aruch Mishabura. But just focus on this particular area we're talking about today. So the Mechaber writes,
Ha'ose malacha ber Pesach mechatzos ulamala. After chatzos, a guy who does malacha, mishamtinoso. We actually excommunicate him. It's a pretty serious thing for doing malacha. Vafilu lasos bechinim, even to do it for free, not making any money, it's us to do work. And there's a machlok is whether or not you could ask a non-Jew to do work for you as well.
This is an important point. I'll just take a moment for a second that we normally think Amir La'akum only applies to Shabbos. You can't tell the guy to turn the light on, to do these things for you. The Isser Amir La'akum applies to all Isurim. Not Shabbos only, not Yantif, not Chol HaMoed, all Isurim. So I'll give you an example the Gemara says. There's an Isser to be Mesares, an animal. Mesares means to, how do they say this? To what? To neuter. To neuter a dog, a cat. You can't neuter animals. It's an Isser Deraisa. And you also cannot ask a goy to neuter your animal for you. That's Amir La'akum. Nothing to do with Shabbos or Yantav at all. You can't have them do a melacha or rather any Isser for you. So that applies here. So they have machlokas whether or not Amir La'akum applies to Erev Pesach. So those are 2 days in the Mechaber, and he says there's room to be makel. You can have a goy do work for you Erev Pesach. But that's an exception. Then he writes in Sif Dalad, he says, Kodim Chatzos, before Chatzos, Malkum Shinogu Lasos Malacha Osim. If you have practice to do Malacha before and you're allowed to, if you live in a place, Nagu Shalom Lasos, not to do Malacha, Einos, and then you shouldn't do Malacha. And the Ramah writes, Ulididon, according to our practice, Malkum Shinogu Shalom Lasos, our practice is not to do Malacha even before Chatzos. Now, this is the big question, which Malachas are awesome? So the Ramah writes, Dafka Malachas Gemuros, complete malachas, aval shar malachos afilu minag leka, but other malachas are not. What's a malacha gemura? Halacha ma'isa, what does that mean? What can you do? Can you not drive? Could you, I don't know, could you, who knows? So Magen Avraham writes, he says, that whatever is mutter in Chol HaMoed is mutter ber Pesach. Ber Pesach cannot be more stringent than Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed itself is a discussion, what's allowed, and it's a whole another shir. But it can't be more machmir. So we all drive in Erev Pesach, on Rather Chol HaMoed. We all cook on Chol HaMoed. All those things are allowed. So it's a very, very small area of things that are not allowed. Extra tirchas, in essence. You shouldn't do things that are matriach you. You know, for example, one thing they discuss that comes to mind on Chol HaMoed. Let's say your tire, you know, flat tire on Chol HaMoed, and you're stuck. Can you change a tire? Can you go to the mechanic on Shabbos for your on Chol HaMoed for your car? And they say that requires a professional, a professional, you shouldn't go. Now, if you need the car and you can't get around, there's a heterim for these things. But a person shouldn't go to the mechanic, let's say, to have his car fixed on Chol HaMoed, nor should do so in Erev Pesach. So these are types of things that require more professional work and more tircha that would be aser both in Chol HaMoed and on Erev Pesach. So that's really how we conclude Halacha Maisa. So again, there is an Issur Malacha. It does exist. This year, it's machlokas whether it exists. The practice should be, you should probably have the same level of practice at Erev Shabbos next week, to be machmir, not to do malacha. But again, the malacha means whatever you can't do Chol HaMoed, you can't do Erev Pesach. Whatever you can do Chol HaMoed, you should be able to do on Erev Pesach as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Yirtzeh Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Maybe we'll do tiny bechoros tomorrow.